Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell with you. According to their website, Engineers Without Borders USA is a nonprofit humanitarian organization that was established to support community-driven development programs around the world. These are projects that implement sustainable engineering practices, things like water supply or sewage systems, providing renewable energy, erosion control, building structures like health clinics, and a lot more. Cal Poly has a student chapter of Engineers Without Borders, and that chapter was recently honored as the premier student chapter by the national organization. My guests today are four students from that chapter. They're Logan Grant, Sam Tooley, and Allie Davis, who coordinate the Think Globally, Act Locally Challenge, and Nick Fuller, who's the local project design lead. Welcome to all of you guys.
Thank you.
I got some giggling going on.
I'm sorry. Oh, I've never been on the radio before.
That's all right. So you guys range from first-year engineering students to fourth-year and beyond engineering students.
Yeah.
And you're involved with this Engineers Without Borders program. What I'd like to know is the overall mission of Engineers Without Borders and of your local chapter. Anybody want to tackle that?
Yeah, I'll take that one. So Engineers Without Borders at Cal Poly, we've been independently designing sustainable engineering solutions in international developing communities since 2005 when our chapter was started. EWB USA as a whole was started in 2002, so it was their 10-year anniversary this year, and we were not long after founded. Our vision is a world in which the communities we serve have the capacity to sustainably meet their basic human needs. And our chapter is currently involved in Thailand, India, and Nicaragua, where we've implemented a clean drinking water infrastructure in Thailand. It serves 6 villages and 3,000 people. In Nicaragua, we recently completed a health clinic, and that's being passed off to the non-governmental organization locally to be staffed.
Wow. And
we actually have a team traveling to India this summer who's going to be implementing a wastewater system for a small village in the foothills of the Himalayas that currently don't have any way to treat gray water.
Wow. Okay. And have any of you done some of these international projects?
Yeah. So I'm actually the project manager for our Thailand program.
Okay.
So
this is Sam talking.
Yeah. I'm Sam Tooley. I've lived in Thailand for 2 months now. Spent a month there in 2010 constructing and implementing our 50,000 liter per day drinking water infrastructure. And then last September, I got to travel again. I was really lucky. And we went and ran water quality parameters on the whole gamut just to make sure we were pleased with the way they were implemented and the state we returned them in. But just kind of to get some more concrete evidence in a laboratory setting to prove that they were doing the job they were designed for.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any personal stories from that trip? Anything that inspired you or something that you learned from that trip?
Traveling internationally is something that not a lot of people get to do, especially to a third world type of situation. And it's something I think everyone should have the opportunity to. And as a club, we provide that to a small group of students. But having a global perspective is something that you just can't get any other way than by experiencing other cultures and making new friends. And being able to go over and take what you're learning in school and putting it into the field is a great experience for students. And then it's a great experience and a great asset to these communities we're working in, because we're not dropping a well or leaving something that might work because we designed it in a lab. We're making a commitment to these communities to ensure that what we implement works, is the right solution, and is sustainable. And I had such a great experience traveling to Thailand and living with these families and just getting up every day at the same time they did when the pigs started making too loud of noises and the chickens were running around and going to work like everyone else. And they went to work in the fields and some of them came to help us and we got to work drilling holes in our tanks and filling them with sand and dragging heavy things up large hills. But just being able to kind of participate in the culture of Wai Nam Koon, Thailand is an experience I'll never forget, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to maybe get to go back.
Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that you guys partner with the people in the community rather than coming in and saying, this is what we're going to do for you. You actually partner mm-hmm. with people locally. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's part of the sustainability aspect of it too, is kind of transferring the knowledge, not just dropping off some technology to these communities, but they really work alongside us in building these so that they're invested in them for like the long term.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Allie and Logan and Nick, have you done any traveling yet, or do you have plans to go anywhere?
I actually have not traveled to Thailand yet. I'm going to be the co-project manager with Sam next year, mm-hmm. and definitely have plans to travel, hopefully in December.
Wow, that's great. And how do you plan from here what you're going to do once you get there?
So we're actually sending a team this summer. We're letting another project manager lead that crew. But they're actually going back, A, to check on the water filters we implemented. And the second half of their trip is basically going to be working with the community and finding out, making sure that, yes, the solution we came up with was, in fact, the most correct way it could be. And then looking for alternate projects, asking, we've helped you with your water, because that was their number one concern when we were there 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Kind of figuring out, it's going to be up to the community what direction we go in next, and asking them how they think that an engineering type of organization would be able to implement something that they think they might need. Mm-hmm.
So you actually have some local projects that you're working on too. There's the Think Globally, Act Locally challenge. And then Nick, you're in charge of some other local projects. Tell me a little bit what's on your plate right now, Nick.
Okay. And one of the cool things about our chapter of EWB is that we have a local projects branch, and most other chapters don't have this. And it's just because we have so many members and that we're able to look for other projects locally too, mm-hmm. which has developed into something pretty cool. And our big project currently is in the Los Osos community, where they're implementing this new wastewater treatment plant, and it's going to cause all the current sanitation systems to become obsolete. And in Los Osos, this means about 4,000 to 5,000 septic tanks will be unused now. And the current solution would be to take those out and destroy them or fill them with sand. And so one project that we're looking at is the potential to reuse those and use them for something beneficial to the community or the environment there.
And you're actually working in conjunction with the county and also Slow Green Build, is that correct?
Yes, Slow Green Build mainly, and they have been contracted by the county to perform this. So we're assisting them in the tasks that they need to perform to do this.
And so what does it mean to reuse a septic tank? Do they stay in place and then you charge them with water, or how does that work?
And that's the idea we're looking at right now. And it really hasn't been done in the past. I believe Florida has successfully done this, but not many other places have been able to. And so for California, this is kind of a big project because this is something that really hasn't been done before. So what we'll be doing is going in and performing a decommission process, which is going to be a full clean out. And then potentially, I think what we're going to do is actually use it as a rainwater catchment system, and from there, developing some sort of alternative use for the tank, whether that be groundwater recharge or toilet flushing, which is really exciting to me, but we'll see if we get to that.
Toilet flushing. So this would be something. So isn't that the whole reason to have a sewer, is that you're flushing your toilet into the sewer, or now?
Well, okay, so opposite, we're using the rainwater that we catch to flush the toilet with, as opposed to using drinking water, which it's a valuable resource, and so if we can do something different,
so the water could potentially be going from the septic tank into the house,
yes,
rather than the other way around.
Yes.
Well, that's fascinating. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and I'm talking with some students from the Cal Poly student chapter of Engineers Without Borders, and we're talking about their international and local projects. We actually just have about 5 minutes left, mm-hmm. believe it or not, and I want to hear about the Think Globally, Act Locally challenge. And that's Allie and Logan and also Sam. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Think Globally, Act Locally challenge is an event that we put on 2 weekends in April, where we set out to accomplish 2,000 hours of community service in San Luis Obispo and for San Luis Obispo. We asked members of the community to nominate an event to sponsor What Matters and to volunteer with us. We ended up accomplishing over 2,000 hours of community service with more than 350 volunteers, and we accomplished 17 successful community service events, ranging from serving breakfast at the Prado Day Center, painting the Prado Day Center, doing beach, creek, and bike path cleanups, painting at the Botanical Gardens, and sorting clothes at the Teens Closet program in Aurora Grande, and several other ones. We also brought in members from 16 different student groups and had a really successful couple weekends.
Wow, that's great. So not necessarily engineering, but community service, and the funds are going towards your projects internationally and locally. Is that how it
Yeah, works? So our whole idea with this challenge was to raise funds to support our international projects. And I think that we mentioned this, but all three of our teams, Thailand, India, and Nicaragua, are traveling this summer. Mm-hmm. And our biggest cost is travel expenses. So we were hoping to raise funds to support our summer efforts.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. And you, Nick, are also, besides working on the project for Los Osos septic tank reuse, you've got something going on with the local children's museum too, right?
Yes, we were recently contacted by the Slo Children's Museum to repair and renovate a water wheel exhibit that they have that has been broken down for some time now. So about half of our group is actually working on designing a new exhibit for them, and I believe it'll be a sluice gate exhibit. Mm-hmm. And so more hands-on design there.
Wow, that's great. And so we've got three civil engineers and a mechanical engineer,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you find that there are all types of engineering students who are part of your program?
Yeah, there are. We have a lot of civil engineers, a lot of environmental engineer students involved. We actually have been reaching out to a lot of non-engineers as well because, as we talked about before with like this local projects thing, there's a lot of opportunities to get involved and help these global communities, and you don't even have to be, trained as an engineer. Mm-hmm. A lot of our projects we're working on too kind of transfer over to different disciplines. So, I'm maybe a civil engineer working on environmental engineering project or mechanical. So it's just a matter of just, researching, learning, and putting in the time in. And, if you have a desire to help these communities and this is kind of something you're into, it's easy to get plugged in and involved with it. So it is a very multidisciplinary mm-hmm. kind of club.
And do you work closely with any professors?
We do. We have a lot of faculty who are look at our design stuff, kind of guide us. But it is entirely student-run club, so it's great practice for us as engineering students to do these type of projects. And for some of us, getting to see it from start to finish is pretty exciting because there's not as much red tape in these international projects to mm-hmm. go through. So you could see a project turn around a lot quicker than here in the States.
So we just have a few seconds left for some contact information. Who wants to give the contact information?
Yeah, so the best way to reach us would be via our website. It's just www.ewb-calpoly.org.
Okay.
The information on all our international project teams are there, as well as the contact information for all of us and any other facet of our club can be found there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Sam and Allie and Nick and Logan, all from Engineers Without Borders, the Cal Poly student chapter. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.